Welcome to your GCSE Electricity Revision Podcast. I'm here to guide you through everything you need to know about circuits, current, voltage, and resistance for your WJET Combined Science exam. This 10-minute session will break down the key concepts, share essential exam tips, and help you avoid those common mistakes that cost candidates marks every year. Let's dive straight in. Electricity is one of those topics where understanding the fundamentals really pays off because once you've got the basics locked down, the calculations and explanations become so much clearer. We're going to cover circuit rules, Ohm's law, power calculations, and domestic safety features. By the end of this podcast, you'll feel confident tackling any electricity question that comes your way. First up, let's talk about series and parallel circuits because this is where many students lose easy marks. In a series circuit, components are arranged in a single loop. The key rule here is that current is the same everywhere in the circuit. Think of it like a single-lane road where all the cars travel at the same speed. The current has no choice but to flow through each component one after another. However, voltage is shared across the components. So if you have a 6-volt battery and two identical resistors in series, each resistor gets 3 volts. To calculate total resistance in series, you simply add up all the resistances. R total equals R1 plus R2 plus R3 and so on. Now, parallel circuits work completely differently, and this is where candidates often get confused. In a parallel circuit, components are on separate branches. The voltage across each branch is the same as the supply voltage. Imagine each branch is like a separate lane on a motorway, each getting the full voltage from the battery. But here's the crucial bit. Current splits at junctions. The total current leaving the battery equals the sum of the currents in each branch. This is Kirchhoff's current law. And examiners love testing whether you understand that current is conserved. At any junction, the current flowing in must equal the current flowing out. Let's move on to Ohm's law, which is absolutely fundamental. Ohm's law states that voltage equals current times resistance, or V equals IR. This applies to ohmic conductors, which are components that obey Ohm's law at constant temperature. A fixed resistor at constant temperature is ohmic, meaning its resistance stays constant and the IV graph is a straight line through the origin. But here's where it gets interesting. A filament lamp is non-ohmic. As current increases, the filament heats up, the metal ions vibrate more, and resistance increases. That's why the IV graph for a filament lamp curves becoming less steep at higher currents. Examiners often ask you to explain this, so remember, increased temperature leads to increased ion vibrations, which impede electron flow, increasing resistance. Diodes are another non-ohmic component. A diode only allows current to flow in one direction, the forward direction. In reverse bias, the resistance is extremely high and virtually no current flows. This creates that distinctive IV characteristic, where the graph is flat at zero current for negative voltages, then shoots upward steeply once the threshold voltage is reached in the forward direction. Now, let's talk calculations. Power is the rate of energy transfer, measured in watts. You need to know 3 power equations. P equals IV, power equals current times voltage, P equals I squared R, power equals current squared times resistance, and P equals V squared over R, power equals voltage squared divided by resistance. Make sure you can rearrange these. In a show that question, you must write the formula, substitute the values with units, and show you're working clearly to gain full credit. Energy transferred is calculated using E equals PT, where E is energy in joules, P is power in watts, and T is time in seconds. A common mistake is forgetting to convert time into seconds. If a question gives you time in minutes or hours, convert it first. Similarly, when calculating electricity costs, power is often given in kilowatts and time in hours. Energy in kilowatt hours is then multiplied by the cost per unit to find the total cost. Let's shift focus to domestic electricity and safety features because this is a favorite topic for 6-mark extended response questions. UK mains electricity is supplied at 230 volts AC, alternating current. The live wire is brown and is at 230 volts. The neutral wire is blue and is at 0 volts, completing the circuit. The earth wire is green and yellow striped and is a safety wire connected to the metal casing of appliances. If a fault causes the live wire to touch the casing, the earth wire provides a low resistance path to the ground, causing a large current that blows the fuse or trips the circuit breaker. The fuse is a thin wire in the live wire that melts if the current exceeds its rating, breaking the circuit and protecting the appliance from overheating or catching fire. It's crucial to say the fuse protects the appliance or circuit, not the person. A common error is stating the fuse protects the user. The fuse rating should be slightly higher than the normal operating current of the appliance. To calculate the appropriate fuse rating, use I equals P over V to find the current, then choose the next available fuse rating above that value, typically 3, 5, or 13 amps. Circuit breakers do a similar job to fuses but can be reset, whereas a fuse must be replaced. Residual current devices, or RCDs, are even faster. They detect tiny differences between the current in the live and neutral wires. If there's a difference, it means current is leaking, possibly through a person. The RCD cuts the power in less than 30 milliseconds, preventing electrocution. This is a key safety feature in modern homes. Double insulation is another safety method. Appliances with double insulation have two layers of insulating material, so there's no need for an earth wire. These are marked with a double square symbol. Plastic casings are common on double insulated appliances because plastic is an insulator and cannot conduct electricity. Now, let's talk about the required practical for investigating IV characteristics. You'll need to know the method inside out. Set up a circuit with a power supply, an ammeter in series to measure current, a voltmeter in parallel across the component to measure voltage, and a variable resistor to change the current and voltage. You adjust the variable resistor, take readings of current and voltage, and plot an IV graph. For a resistor, you get a straight line. For a filament lamp, you get a curve that flattens at higher currents. For a diode, you get a flat line for negative voltages and a steep rise for positive voltages. Examiners will ask you to describe the method, draw the circuit, or interpret the graph, so make sure you can do all three. Right, let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes. First, circuit diagrams. Always use the correct symbols and make sure wires are straight lines with no gaps. Voltmeters must be drawn in parallel across the component you're measuring, and ammeters must be in series. Leaving gaps in the circuit or drawing lines through the center of meters will lose you marks. Second, when doing calculations, always show you're working. Write the formula, substitute the values, and show the answer with the correct unit. In a show that question, even if you know the answer, you must demonstrate each step. Examiners cannot award marks for an answer that appears out of nowhere. Third, watch out for unit conversions. Time must be in seconds for energy calculations. Power might need converting from watts to kilowatts. Voltage might be in millivolts. Read the question carefully and convert before you calculate. Fourth, in explanation questions, use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, don't just say resistance increases. Say resistance increases because the temperature rises, causing metal ions to vibrate more, which impedes the flow of electrons. That's the level of detail that earns full marks. Fifth, remember the difference between series and parallel rules. In series, current is the same, voltage is shared, and you add resistances. In parallel, voltage is the same, current splits, and the total resistance is less than the smallest individual resistance. Mixing these up is one of the most common mistakes. Now, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What color is the live wire in a UK plug? The answer is brown. Question 2. In a series circuit, is current the same everywhere or does it split? The answer is current is the same everywhere. Question 3. What is the equation for Ohm's law? The answer is V equals IR. Question 4. Why does the resistance of a filament lamp increase as it gets hotter? The answer is because the metal ions vibrate more, impeding the flow of electrons. Question 5. What does an RCD do? The answer is it detects a difference in current between live and neutral wires and cuts the power in less than 30 milliseconds to prevent electrocution. How did you do? If you got them all, fantastic. If not, go back and review those sections. To wrap up, electricity is a topic where precision matters. Know your circuit rules, practice your calculations, and make sure you can explain the physics behind resistance changes and safety features. Use the correct terminology, show all you're working, and always check your units. With focused revision and plenty of practice questions, you'll be ready to tackle any electricity question with confidence. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your revision. You've got this.